Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Small Biz
America.
Radio Network, this is Small Biz America. David Wolf with you as always. Hope you're having a great week in your business, and thank you for being with us. Before we get rolling, a quick word about the power of podcasting, the power of your voice in podcasting and radio. Did you know that hosting your own radio show or podcast can grow your fans, your business, your circle of influence, and your online credibility and authority? There are many hidden treasures, and I've discovered these over the years, inside the whole world of podcasting that can develop your skills as a presenter, a speaker, and respected subject matter authority in your field. At podcastandradio.com, we help business professionals and entrepreneurs produce their own podcasts and radio shows, and we can help you do that as well. To find out more, you can contact me through podcastandradio.com. Let's talk about your business and how podcasting and radio can help you grow. This week, we've got Vince Perry. He'll be joining us from the Perry Branding Group to talk about branding, and with a specialty in the health, wellness, and medical industry. He's also the author of Identity Crisis. But up first, every business needs an effective sales process, capital P. Our guest on this segment has developed one that's simple to use, systematic in approach, measurable, and easy to embrace and put to work every day. Eddie Minland is an accomplished independent sales representative, and for more than 35 years, he's cultivated a reputation for integrity, accountability, and a unique system, notably a unique system for his own success. Today, he's sharing that success. He's very passionate about all of this, his own sales process, of course, and is dedicated to helping sales professionals like you and business owners like you cultivate their own unique system, not his, but their own, your own unique system, one that you can embrace with the same passion that he does. And he does this working one-on-one in groups or in groups, and he distills his strategies into a very simple approach. We're going to hear more about it as he joins us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eddie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. So just for full disclosure, I've worked with Eddie as a producer as well. We produced some coursework. We produced some videos last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago. How time is flying. And I really got to know the world of Eddie Minland. And so if you were to set up the segment, just tell us from the top level what your activities are today, your activities, and how you're getting out there in front of folks with the systems you've developed to help them.
Well, I have an online presence where I have 11 courses now. So since you worked with me, I've added more courses online, and I'm also in the process of updating my book. So that'll be finished in a couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about because I've added things like online sales and retail sales, which are very important, and I can help people with that as well. So I've added a few things to that.
So you more meat on the bone on the book. Tell us, did you change the name of the book, or is it still called Revealed?
Yeah, the name of the book is still called, actually, Revealed Smart Selling Strategies. So the name is the same. The cover will be designed. It'll be updated. It'll, you know, be a better-looking book. Like you say, more meat on the bone, a little bit more information for any salesperson to read my book. And I, as you know, I really encourage people to read my book, which now it's going to be about 110 pages. The last one was about 75, but still wow. It's concise and right to the point. And then I like people to look at my online courses, you know, before I come to work with them or I do work with them, because there's so much information then, and they can write down questions that they have or things they want to discuss with me.
Well, from my perspective in working with you and knowing how you operate, you are a very high touch kind of guy in terms of your sales approach. So this project, the creation of the video courses, was quite fascinating because it was your attempt and a successful attempt at creating course material that really expands upon the work you do individually, but you're doing it in a way that you can now scale your own business out to the world. So what I thought we could spend some time doing, Eddie, you know, we've got a couple segments with you today, is getting some tips, or call them teasers, from the specific courses. And I have a list of a few of them here, but you've added some that I don't have in front of me. So by the way, folks, the website for Eddie is simple and easy to know. It's eddiemindlin.com, and I'll spell that eddiemindlin.com. eddiemindlin.com. You can get information on the courses, the book. Of course, you can probably go out to Amazon and get it as well, right, Eddie?
That's correct.
Yeah, great. So the one that comes to mind first, and it seems to be one that so many sales professionals deal with, is the cold calling piece. What have you learned about cold calling in your 35 or so years, and what can you share here without the, you know, giving away the store?
Well, it's really cold calling. I know a lot of people are scared of it because they don't have an appointment, and they really just don't know what to do. And so I tell people, cold calling, all you're really trying to do is walk in and meet the receptionist and get his or her name, let them know your name, and very briefly what you do. And then the second thing is to find out who the person is at that company that makes the decisions on the product or service that you sell. And that's all you want to do. You're not trying to have a meeting with anybody. It's really just an introduction to the receptionist. That's the only person you should talk to on a cold call. And again, just find out, you know, who to follow up with, and make sure you get the name of the receptionist, because that's so important. And all great salespeople know the name of the receptionist of all of their clients, because they can be so helpful to you.
Yes, Eddie, and one of the things that, I mean, I know you're talking about this in terms of actually appearing in person at an office, but does the same hold true when we're working from the phone and cold calling?
That's a very good question, and I would say absolutely yes, that you want to call and just introduce yourself, because in sales, most people think, you know, they want to go to make a sale that day. And I look at it the other way, and as you know, David, working with me, it takes time, and usually at least 5 phone calls or 5 visits. So you want to do this in stages. So the first phone call is literally just to call up, talk to the receptionist, introduce yourself, find out their name as though you were there, and just find out, you know, here's what I sell, or the product or service, and will you please tell me who I should talk to about this? And maybe just get their email or their, you know, their direct phone number, and then ask the receptionist for advice. That's something that I think most salespeople don't do, is, you know, that receptionist is so powerful to a salesperson because they know what's going on in the business. So just say, you know, this is what I sell, this is what I do. I'd really appreciate you helping me by telling me how to proceed into your company to talk to the person that handles this. And most of the time, the receptionist will be very helpful with that.
Right. And I love the other thing about you and your whole approach, and this really spans across all of the subject areas, including cold calling, is your curiosity about people, about what makes them tick. You know, I think part of the mistake, and I know you can elaborate on this, and it's an extension of what you just said, but by taking your mind and your focus off of a transaction and really putting it on the people and the relationships that you can build over the long term, that really changes the game for a lot of your clients, doesn't it?
There's no question about it. I mean, it's all about relationships. I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know, when a salesperson walks in the door or makes a phone call and is talking to a receptionist, that you've got something to sell. But it's all about building that relationship with everyone that works at a company that you might come in contact with, whether it be the person that sweeps the floor, whether it be the receptionist or the president or anybody in between. All these things are very important. And the more you can have some kind of a personal business relationship with them, where you know a little bit about them and they know a little bit about you, that's what makes it all tick. Because, you know, people buy from people, and I think it's a real turnoff. I know a lot of salespeople just around the country that they're just so forceful with trying to sell their product to the person that it turns them off.
Yeah.
And as opposed to just trying to build a relationship.
Yeah. It does turn them off. They can smell the hunger, if you will, and it's not attractive. It's not an attractive gravitational way to do business. We've only got about a minute and a half on this segment left, and after the break, I do want to talk about I think sales psychology, and you've got some new courses that I don't know about, and you may pick one that is even stronger. We'll have time to maybe cover a couple of them after the break. I also want to dig in a little bit to what you've learned about online selling, which is so much about where the world seems to be shifting. So that'll be fascinating. Anything else to wrap up sort of the cold calling portion of what we're talking about here? I got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think, you know, another important thing for people to think about with my whole courses and what I do is that people in general learn about their product or their service when they're a salesperson, but they don't learn the art of being a salesperson. And that includes cold calling. And I teach the art of how to walk in the door and do that. And that's, and I always use the analogy of a pro football player that makes, or any pro athlete for that matter, that makes millions of dollars every year. They embrace having coaches. They love having coaches because they can't see what they're doing wrong and they want to be the best in the world. So why shouldn't a salesperson that makes less than $5 million a year, which is most of us, have a coach that can help along the way?
And that's where Eddie fits in. He is the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies. The website, eddiemindlin.com, E-D-D-Y, D-L-I-N, Eddie with two D's, E-D-D-Y-M-I-N-D-L-I-N. Don't you love website addresses? More with Eddie Midland and his sales concepts after the break.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back, David Wolf, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Eddie Minland. He's the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies, and he can be found at eddiemindlin.com, E-D-D-Y-M-I-N-D-L-I-N. Eddie, we're talking about, we spent some time talking about some of your strategies that are available in your video course, and we wanted people to know that you can purchase any one or all of 11 courses that Eddie produced that teaches really and shares his insights and experience around a variety of subjects. So we talked about cold calling a little bit. You've got some new courses that I'm not aware of. Which one would you like to take for this segment and sort of unpack for us?
I think talk about retail, Dave.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Retail
all
sales,
right.
People.
All right, so retail selling is – okay. I'm going to toss it to you.
Okay. Well, the thing I want people to know about retail sales is, and in my experience in my life has mostly been outside sales calling on people, but I did grow up in the retail business in Kansas City. My parents had women's clothing stores, and I've called on flooring stores for 35 years, so I know quite a bit about retail. The point is with retail, whether you own the store or you're a salesperson, you have to look at it as though you own your own business. And so if you have 50 customers or 200 customers, you have to be highly organized, have a database, know what your customers like to buy, when they like to buy, a little bit about their family, all those kinds of things. So when there's a sale or new merchandise comes in, you send information out. I know people that make well over $100,000 working at retail stores like Dillard's or any kind of clothing store or things like that, because they own their own business. They don't just wait for somebody to walk in the door.
So they treat it like an entrepreneur. In other words, they really own in quotes, right? They own the relationships, they own the book of business, and they really take time to bond and truly have a heartful bond with people, right?
That's exactly right. And I know most salespeople, again, they just kind of wait around for somebody to walk in. But there's a lot of waiting around time in a retail store. So if they can start a database and accumulate the list of customers, you know, and make it easy for the customer when they know when a birthday's coming up for somebody or anniversary, they're proactive.
Yeah. Eddie, one of the things that is, I'll call it the benchmark of your systems, is the system itself. Each of these categories, the areas of sales that you focus on, one thing is common to all of them, and that is you are a huge advocate of systematizing the approach to the sales process. So talk to us a little bit about how you like to teach systems and implementing systems.
Okay, well, I have my own systems, which I explain to all of my clients. They're in my book. They're online. They're free. I mean, everybody can, you know, see them. I should say they're free. I mean, if they buy my book, which is not expensive. But so I share that openly with everyone. And then what I do is I tell people that they need to come up with their own system. So I give them my systems to think about, but in no way do I try to force them to use my systems. And I think that's a big difference between the way I handle sales coaching and other sales coaches that come in and give a talk to 30 people and say, here's how you need to do it. To me, that's a big turnoff because we all have our own brain and we all think, you know, certain ways. So I think that's a powerful part. As far as specifically with my systems, on my desk, I have two stacks of files or projects that I'm working on. And one stack, as you know, Dave, is projects that I'm going to be following up on this month because follow-up is absolutely critical. The other stack is for projects that I'm following up on in subsequent months. And I'm constantly reviewing these stacks. And then the two other things that I do is I have a calendar that I write down all the appointments that I'm going to go on to see my clients face-to-face. And then finally, I have a weekly to-do folder, which is all the phone calls that I make. So I'm highly organized with my systems. And whether you know somebody wants to do all this on the computer or they want to do it on paper like I did, it makes no difference. Yeah. The critical thing is they must have systems.
Systems are, and by the way, sales is a business itself, and so we always say, and this is, you know, thank you, Michael Gerber, but we like to say that systems are what help you work on the business, not in the business. The systems run the business, and the people and the owner run the systems. So systems are kind of ubiquitous to goal setting and getting anything done of value, and sales is no different. It is a business of sales. So I so appreciate that. We've got a couple minutes left. Any other course areas that you'd like to unpack for us before we let you go?
Well, I think, as you alluded a little bit earlier, the psychology of selling is so yeah. critical. I mean, yeah. follow-up is important, organization, and there's, you know, sales management. But really the one thing that I think a lot of people in business and sales overlook is psychology. So number one, every salesperson really needs to understand themselves. And this is not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of soul searching and talking to friends and, you know, getting advice from people and what am I good at? What am I weak at? What do I do that bothers people? And we all have good and bad. So there's nothing, a big problem with that. We just have to understand. And as I've shared with you before, I mean, my tendency is to talk loud and things like that. And so I've learned to talk softer sometimes if my client is a quieter kind of a yeah. person. So number one, we need to learn our own psychology. And then number two is we have to learn the psychology of every client that we work with because they are not going to change. And we must adapt to their way of talking, way of communicating, all those kinds of things. So psychology is a huge part of life and a huge part of sales.
Well, this it is a huge part of both life and sales together, for sure. And one of the things I really appreciate about you and your approach is that it is elastic. It allows for adapting to personality styles. It incorporates different personality types that we are. This is so, so critical because there is a broad spectrum. I mean, at the two extremes of the spectrum, you know, I mean, you've got a severe introvert. You could take assessments and come up, and these assessments spit out reports that are quite fascinating. I'm not going to dig into that now. But you and I both know that you've got this broad spectrum of people, and we have to be able to adapt and not always do it our way. The other thing you said that I think is quite crucial is that we are a part of that relationship, right? So we're looking at the world through the lens of our strengths and weaknesses. And if we're not self-aware about how we communicate and not aware that loud and talking too fast or what have you, or talking too much might rub a certain personality type the wrong way, and you're not able to read what kind of personality that you're dealing with at the other end of the conversation, this can be very destructive. On the other hand, it can be highly constructive if you can, in just a few moments, adapt, right?
There's no question about that. You have to be able to figure it out very quickly. I've walked into many appointments, and the person that I'm going to meet with doesn't even sit down. So I realize that they're in a hurry, so I've got to go quickly. And then there's other times you walk in, and they say, come on into my office or my conference yeah. room. And so you got to let them be the lead on how much time you're going to be there.
Speaking of in a hurry, we got to go. We're coming up on a hard break. Eddie Minland is the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies. Really appreciate you being with us, Eddie. Thank you for joining us on the program, and we'll do it again for sure. I'll hit the website. It's eddymindlin.com, EddyMinndlin. DLIN.com. Great stuff for the sales professional. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we're going to talk about branding with Perry. Vince Perry will join us after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, it's Doug Foresta, and welcome to this standout segment. Today, I want to talk about the importance of taking action. And you, one of the things that I've learned from working with literally thousands of coaches, speakers, and authors is that at times we can overthink things, and that overthinking can stop us from taking the action we need to get out there in the world and really be a thought leader. So let me explain what I mean by this. It is important, and you'll definitely hear me talk about this, it's important to be strategic, it's important to have a plan, it's important to know where you're going, right? We don't want to just be impulsive when it comes to creating content. We do want to think about what is this content for, who should listen to it, etc. But at the same time, we also, the other thing that can happen, that I see happen quite a bit, is that we tend to overthink content, and we tend to just really... We put things on the back burner because we're waiting for things to be perfect, or we're waiting for the perfect idea. And this happens a lot with organizations a lot of times, but it certainly happens with individuals as well, that we say to ourselves, okay, I am going to get out there. I'm going to be a thought leader. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And then you start to say to yourself, okay, but my website needs to be redone. So I need to talk to my web designer. And then you start talking to your web designer, but we need a new logo. And now you need a new logo. And next thing you know, the YouTube channel never gets done because we're spinning into the website and the logo. And I'm not saying don't redesign your website or don't redesign your logo if that's what you need to do. But at the same time, I think we have to have a sense of urgency about putting ourselves out in the world, because it takes time. You know, if you're just getting started, or even if you've been at this for some time, if you've been putting yourself out there and sharing content in some way for some time, you know, we have to constantly be thinking about new ways, new channels to reach people. And it's really important that we take that action. And, you know, one of the things I see over and over again is that the world really supports you when you take action. You don't know what the exact consequences of that action will be. It's not that, for example, you create a YouTube channel and then all of a sudden immediately your business starts booming. That might happen. It might not happen, right? What might happen is you create a YouTube channel and you start inviting people on, and you find a new business partner that maybe that business doesn't actually take off until 6 months down the road, right? But you start a process in motion by taking action. You start a process in motion that again, like I said, that the universe kind of rewards you for. And I'll give you some of the things that some of the tips that I would say to you about, you know, how do you know when it's good enough, right? There's that minimum viable product, or MVP, that people talk about when we talk about launching products. But I think it's the same way if you were to go ahead and launch a podcast, or launch a video series, or launch a blog. It's really the same thing, that it's thinking about what is that minimum viable product? What is that thing that this represents me well? You know, it talks about who I am. So one of the things you don't want to do, obviously, is you don't want to put something out that isn't of enough quality what I always say is, you know, you want, for example, with a podcast, you want the audio quality to be good enough that no one's thinking about the audio quality. And the same way with video. You want video to be good enough that no one's thinking about the video quality. If you look at some of the top YouTube channels, it's not that the video quality is the greatest video quality, or that it's TV level, right? It's that it's good, it's professional, but the content is really good. A lot of times, also, the other thing about content being really good is that people feel like they have to wait until they have something immensely profound to say in order to start sharing content. And that too is not true. In fact, it's not about creating, you know, mind-blowing content all the time. Now, if you're going to be doing a TEDx or you're going to be doing a keynote, you know, you might want to make sure that what you're doing, you know, you might want to make sure that you are putting content out there, obviously, that is different, that is unique, that maybe other people aren't saying. But if you're doing, for example, let's say you're creating content for your Facebook page, you're trying to build up your Facebook page. If you just talk about what's going on in your life, talk about how you see the world, talk about your response to, let's say that you are a doctor and on your Facebook page, you talk about nutrition. Let's say that's your specialty is nutrition and health. And if you simply talk about what's going on in the world today, you know, a thought for the week, and give people a sense of your personality, give people a sense of who you are, and put that on your Facebook page, that's going to make a difference. It's the consistency over time. It's the showing up over and over again. And I think what happens is, you know, we say to ourselves, well, you know, I'm not going to share something that I think is too obvious to me. I need to wait until I have something unbelievably profound to say. The problem with that is, A, there's the saying from Ecclesiastes that there's nothing new under the sun. And truly, there is nothing new under the sun, right? And the other thing is that really people don't necessarily want profound from us. You know, thought leadership isn't about always being profound. I do think that we have to have something to say. We have to have a unique point of view. And those are things that I've talked about and will continue to talk about on this program. But at the same time, you know, you always have something unique to say, because when you show up and say it in your voice, when you show up and say, this is how I see the world, this is what's going on for me, you are actually saying something profound, because you are saying it and speaking from your own voice. So what I found is that, like I said, you know, I've seen people over and over again when I do, for example, I do discovery calls for podcasting. And over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I know that there are people who said to me, you know what, Doug, I really want to do this, but I'm going to just tweak my website a little bit, or I'm going to work on this. You know, I'm working on my overall strategy and I'll be back to you. Almost always, without exception, those people never end up doing a podcast or a blog or a video or anything. They just get stuck in, analysis paralysis. And at the same time, like I said, I mean, I will say to people sometimes, well, you know, first you want to think about who's your listener and so forth. But that's part of what also that, you know, if you work with someone, they can help you with that along the way, right? And, you know, or you can use books, or you can listen to other podcasts about how to create content. You can listen to this podcast. So it's very important to think about the idea of having some urgency, because it, like I said, it's not going to be the case for the most part that you write 2 blog posts and all of a sudden your blog goes viral and, you know, people all of a sudden know who you are. It's going to take time and it's going to evolve. And that the other piece of it is it's in the doing of it that we really learn. You know, the analysis is great beforehand, but truly, you have to put something out there and get feedback in order to really learn what works and doesn't work. And I think sometimes what we end up doing is it's a way of avoiding potential rejection. You know, if we don't ever put anything out in the world, if we don't put our voice out in the world, if we stay in analysis mode, then we never really have to suffer the rejection of somebody writing a comment on our blog or our video saying, boy, I didn't like that, or I like this. But we don't get the feedback either, and we don't grow. You know, I started a podcast, an internet radio show, actually, on Empower Radio about 5 or 6 years ago called Imagining the World. And I was so excited about it. And it was about the future and, you know, all these thought leaders talking about what the future might be like. I thought it was great. It got about 2 listens and it just did not ever take off. Now, I wouldn't have known that. I would not have known that if I hadn't put it out there, right? So although it certainly was disappointing, and as you can tell, it's still on my mind years later, one day I'm going to bring Imagining the World back. Imagining the future, one day I'm going to bring it back. But the bottom line is that by putting it out there, I realized that it wasn't what people wanted. That helped me then. That led to the launch of Creating Change on Empower Radio, which has been much more successful because it was more in line with what people were asking me. And I used the feedback, quite frankly, the negative feedback that I got from Imagining the Future, to be able to create something better in creating change. So, you know, if you have to look at it as a learning tool. You know, putting content out there, the earlier you do it, the quicker you do it, the quicker you're going to learn, the quicker you're going to make mistakes. And we want to make mistakes more quickly. We want to fail more quickly in order to be able to fix what is not working. So, you know, I think that's the thing that I see. One of the common things that I see with speakers, authors, and coaches is this fear of putting yourself out there in the world and maybe having some level of rejection. I think that we don't even tell ourselves that that's what's going on. We tell ourselves that I'm doing the right thing because I'm going to be very, very cautious. But the reality is there's always a risk involved. You know, when you're putting yourself out in the world, when you're sharing content and you're putting yourself out there, there's a risk. You know, some people are not going to like it, and maybe you're off base. But you're really not going to know until you truly put it out there. So my advice to you, my best piece of advice to you is make sure, yes, that you know what you're doing. Get the quality to a place, you know, if it's audio, if it's video, if it's writing, you know, get it edited. Make sure that you have somebody take another look at it. You don't want to put out content with lots of mistakes and spelling errors. So you do want to make sure that there's some process in place for quality control. But make sure that you can put out content pretty quickly. What you'll find is that, again, I'm not promising you that everything will be perfect, but I'm promising you that you will learn and grow, and that's what makes the difference, and that's what helps you become a thought leader. Thanks so much for listening, and now, up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
And we continue Small Biz America on the brain with Vince Perry. He's been joining us. He's with the Perry Branding Group, perrybrandinggroup.com. Also, he's the author of Identity Crisis. Perry, welcome back. I'm sorry, Vince, welcome back. you've got one of those names. It's like me. I could be Wolf David, right?
That's right.
All right. So in our short time together in this segment, we decided offline that it would be a good idea to talk about a process you took a very well-known brand through. So let's talk about Lipitor.
Yeah, Lipitor was it's a major success today, but when it was first coming out, no one realized why they would even need the product. It lowered cholesterol so much, well beyond what the daily requirements were. That doctors, both doctors and patients, said, why the hell do we need this? We already have enough on the market as it is. And so we did the kind of research that I've been talking about so far. And examples like this are throughout my book. But what we did was we began to talk to doctors and patients about the whole nature of cholesterol and bringing it down. It's a symptomless condition. No one knows they have it until you diagnose it with a blood test. And the insight we came up with was both doctors and patients agreed that patients lie. They lie about exercising and they lie about dieting. And they'll tell their doctors, yes, I'm on a low-fat diet. No, I don't eat pizza anymore. And the doctors say, well, that's about 50% true. And the patients admit it's probably less than that. And so we discovered that Lipitor could really be used because, unlike clinical trials, which have very, very carefully controlled diet and exercise regimens while these subjects are on the drugs, Lipitor is the drug for the real world because it's cheating insurance. So we began to market Lipitor as cheating insurance. You know they're going to lie. And look what you're up against. You're not just up against high cholesterol levels. You're up against the cheeseburger. You're up against the Barca lounger. You're up against the sweetness of life. And it's almost impossible. It's against human nature to actually give that up. So what people were looking for when they were taking Lipitor is, look, I want to keep my cholesterol lower, but I want to keep doing the same things I'm doing. And Lipitor allows me to do that because it'll bring my levels down so low, regardless of whether or not I want to overindulge or I want to lie on the couch and watch a hockey game. So we positioned Lipitor very early on as cheating insurance. The first ad that we did for them was, because cheating is in their blood, Lipitor, the statin with the best stats. And the statin is the class of drug that it was in.
Yes. So and by the way, I've taken statins for years, and I've gone through various sorts of psychological feelings about the fact that I take them. But one thing I can tell you, and I don't know whether, and I'm taking a generic form, but there's something about what you said that really registered with me. When I'm taking the drug and sort of have a consciousness that I'm taking it, I absolutely feel like it gives me the ability to cheat and have that cheeseburger. It's so fascinating. As you said it, it was like, yeah, that's the emotional response I have.
Well, that's the kind of digging you have to do. And in fact, that's an insight that works throughout any entrepreneurial matter with a small business or anybody, really. Make sure you do the right kind of research. Make sure you do the kind of research that gets at those deep, deep emotional insights. Most people, whether they're in healthcare business or they're not in the healthcare business or any business, they don't do the right research. They ask a lot of questions about themselves. What do you like about the product? What are you expecting in the service? How often will you use it? What will you use it instead of? And what they're not realizing is they're not really getting at the emotional insight of why somebody. It's not who, what, where, when. It's why would someone engage your brand or service and instead of others. There's a wonderful training that I do in some of my workshops where I have people try to sell each other lemons, and all they do is talk about the lemon instead of saying things like, what do you like to drink on a summer's day? Oh, a Corona beer or an iced tea? Well, this is the ideal lemon for your Corona beer or your iced tea. You begin to enter a person's life very, very selectively rather than try to shoehorn a brand into someone's life. You ask questions and do branding research, not advertising research. And I think that's a real key insight that transverses both healthcare branding and branding in general. People always ask the wrong questions. They ask very inwardly focused questions about their product or service when they should be talking to the customer about their lives and how can they get inside that life and stay there and have that mental hook inside their head, just like you have with the Lipitor brand.
And keep create a habitual reference so that every time you have this beer or whatever it is, you're going to put a lemon in it or what have you. But taking the existing lifestyle and finding a way in that way. I'd like to unpack, we've got a couple minutes here, but to the extent possible, unpack this so-called research that entrepreneurs might think about doing in their small businesses it sounds like we have to know which questions to ask, and we're not always asking the right ones. You just said that. Can you give us a couple more examples of what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. It's counterintuitive because you want to try and tell people things. But if you try that off the bat, it really backfires because people just tune out or they give you answers that they think that you're looking for.
Right, the focus group dilemma. Yeah, right.
It is. Exactly. So what you try to do is you don't ask them direct questions. You try to ask them what I call analogy questions. You know, if you could imagine a brand, okay, if you could imagine a brand that would be your ideal brand, but it wasn't a brand, let's say if you can imagine the ideal brand of beer that would be a sport. What kind of sport would it be? And you get them to sort of think very imaginatively and say, well, it would be very refreshing, so it would be an outdoor sport. It's something that I do with friends, so it might be a team sport. And you begin to get them to sort of break out of the normal way that they answer questions by getting them to give you these answers that are basically based in behavioral psychology. You know, fill in the blanks. This brand of beer is to you as blank is to blank. And they begin to do these SAT analogies where they'll say, wow, it would be like, I'd say it's like a reward. It's like giving a reward to a team for doing a good job, you know, and that's how they got this Buds for you. They asked the right question that people drank Budweiser as a reward for a hard day's work. And that's how they came up with that insight about this Buds for you. So you're always asking questions in very different ways, not just the same question and answer, but making play some games.
All right, terrific. Excellent. We're coming up on the end of the show here. I got to let you go. He is Vince Perry, the Perry Branding Group, perrybrandinggroup.com. He's the author of Identity Crisis, a keen insights into the success of everyday brands. Such good stuff today. Vince, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
It was my pleasure, David. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. That's our show for this week. Wishing you all success in your coming week in your small business. Remember, you can find us at podcastandradio.com. Contact me to find out how you can have your own podcast or radio show. That's the business we're in, and we help thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and authors and speakers do that. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.